12 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express. And on the phone with us right now is the lieutenant over there at the Salvation Army right here in Frederick. His name is Christopher Raymer. And Lieutenant Raymer, thank you so much for being on the program this morning. Do appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me again.
Well, it's almost, I mean, we are on the countdown clock is up. The J-Day countdown clock is up on WFMD.com for Christmas Cash for Kids.
And almost you there. Got,
I know, you guys have already been very busy in getting people who have come and asked for help. How are we doing this during the pandemic? I mean, I know we have had some pretty strict regulations in the past, but, you know, what's it like? What are you hearing from people now as we're getting ready for Christmas Cash for Kids?
Yeah, so it's been a very it's been an interesting few months. But, you know, it hasn't – nothing has stopped us. Nothing has stopped us from still – getting people signed up, it just looked a little different. But this year we were able to actually have an online sign up process for the first time. So many, probably over half of the Angel Tree and Christmas Cash for Kids participants, family participants, were able to go online and sign up. So that was a great form, you know, of contactless way of meeting with people. And but then we also had appointments as well in October that they could come in, and everyone masked up and had gloves on, and socially distant way of signing families up. But it's it went very well, actually, for the first time using an online process.
Now, let me ask the numbers that we've already gotten so far, family-wise, kid-wise, and then, obviously, we're still going to be able to sign some people up during Christmas Cash for Kids. We'll get that information first. But how many families are we looking at who have come to ask for help so far?
Yeah, as of today, we've had 557 families. And that equals 1,459 angels, 1,459 children and teens across Frederick County.
That's a lot, and obviously we know that number probably will go up.
Of course.
Yeah. So tell me a little about on the process during Christmas Cash for Kids. What I know we're going to have some more signups. Let's talk about that real quick.
Yep. So we have three. Really, it's really one more opportunity. We have November 30th, December 1st, and December 2nd. December 1st and 2nd are pretty much already filled. So we're looking at November 30th. And so what we are really telling people and really wanting to get the word out is call now, call today to set up an appointment. There are so many people struggling right now across the county, and you know, if this is one way we can relieve a family of not having to worry about providing for their children this Christmas, so that they can think about other bills and think about keeping their lights on and keeping the water going, then we are just asking people to call.
Now, we're talking to Lieutenant Christopher Raymer from the Salvation Army here in the Morning News Express, and let's kind of look at some other things that the Salvation Army is doing. First of all, are you going to be able to ring the kettlebells? I mean, or is that going to be virtual ringing?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. We started this past Friday, November 13th, at various locations across the county. The biggest difference this year, so we are ringing, we are out. The biggest difference is, though, that our employees and volunteers are all wearing masks, and we're wearing gloves. We're disinfecting the kettles. We have hand sanitizer at each connected to each stand out at the locations. This Saturday, we add more locations. We'll be at both Walmarts and Sam's Club. Beginning this Saturday, and we're just trying to keep our distance from our donors, from those giving to us, not trying to overcrowd people. But we are absolutely still ringing. I mean, this is our our biggest fundraiser, our most visible fundraiser of the year, and we need as much support as we can get. Now, we are also pushing this year a virtual Red Kettle Challenge. So I'd love to challenge anyone out there to go to redkettlenow.com. That's redkettlenow.com. You can choose Frederick, and you can create your own goal. So you create your own online Red Kettle, and you can say, you know, I want to raise $500 this year. And you send that out to all your friends on social media or via email, and asking them to help you to raise those funds through your online Red Kettle.
All right, Christopher Raber, Salvation Army. We've got a new member of the Morning News Express team. Ryan Hendrick is going to be here. It's going to be his first Christmas Cash for Kids. So we'll break it.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Nice to meet you, Ryan.
We'll make him do all the hard things.
Chris.
We'll make him do all the hard stuff.
There's initiation.
Yes, right? That's bringing us all the coffee and donuts.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, right? Christopher Raymer, Salvation Army, appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Great. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Always a pleasure. It's the Morning News Express on WFMD.